right what you're doing, Avin Kvidwatis, or Malay, he says, no, Daiti, he says, Ktsoralai, he said he's very sensitive. That's why he's doing it. Rashi says, Istinis Ani, the Apple Pish and Talta Yodai, Loy Efshalechob Yodai, Mashmi, he washed his hands. Just him, it bothered him, it's very sensitive. Him, he ate with putting a towel around his hands. But again, you have no proof, could be without washing hands, maybe you're not allowed to eat. Mora says, Kisolak Rabzeru, went up to Eretz Yisrael, Kisolak Rabzeru is Ashkechinu, Reb Ami Rabasi, found Reb Ami Rabasi, to Kachli, Bevavloi, that they were eating, they found them eating food, with, it was leather rigs around the hands, Bevavloi Chamsus, that leather rigs were around his hands. Omra, so he said like this, Trey Gabi Ravari, Kavasaychu, Little bit Rav Shmuel, like two great people like you, should you make a mistake in the rock of Rav and Shmuel, the Ratu, or Daiti Kitzora Koma. In other words, he thought that they were really eating this way, without washing the hands. And really before, it wasn't that way. You weren't allowed to do it, it's only because he was very sensitive. Shazmur says, Ishtemitza they forgot, Hod Yomar of Tachlifi, Baravimi, the Rama Shmuel, that he tiru mape liochla truma, play tiru mape liochla tyrus. He should know that a person's only eating truma, he's allowed to eat it without washing his hands. If he puts a mop, if he puts a towel around it, it's okay. But not for tyrus. If you want to eat tyrus, then it's no good. So Sirashi says what? Little bit of Rabbi Shmuel, kesvur matem, dohod ashkin, that dohod ashkin ul shmuel ul rav. That the Shmuel found Rav, the Koch of a Mapim Mishun Lunod Yodavu, and really it's not true, like we said before, that really he did wash his hands, it was just that it was very sensitive. Yeah. So how come you're using a towel now? So he said back to him the what? That you forgot what Rav Tachlifa Barvimi said. And he said what? That Hitter Mapaloch, you're allowed to just use a towel around the hands, Tichumba. Only for a tyrus, not. Rabbani, Rabasi, Kahanim heavy, and they were both Kahanim. So therefore, Rashi says, "Hitim ablo the true mawad the Kahanim's reason may ablo nagi play yitiru lech lechuleim betayro." Rashi says, "Lefi sheinim lemudim mishtama kuma Kahanim." So remember like this: if you're a kohen, so kohen has reason; they're very careful. So for kohen, for him, it's permissible to eat the bread without washing, as long as there's a towel around him. But not loichle tyrus, Rashi says, means a regular person that's eating his chulin, but tyro, fim drabonis so said, you have to wash your hands first, it's not enough just to put your hand, a towel around, because they're not so zor, they don't wash themselves so much. So the kids you see, kahanim, are allowed to eat with a towel. See, Rosh Gemara says, v'rabami, v'rabasi, kahanim heva, they were both kahanim. Therefore, it was mutter for them to eat, even the regular bread, the chulun, you're right, even the chulun they can eat now, without on a tefillah shadoyim. You know, I'm going to say this. The question is, Iboy Lehu. Oichol machmas meichol. Let's say somebody is feeding you. You're not touching the food, somebody is feeding you. Tzorach na tefillah shadoyim alert. You still have to wash your hands or not. Once for us, you're not touching the food, so maybe not, maybe still, maybe you could touch the food. So Tosh Shema. There was one sitting in front of a hamnuna, and a bolam le umtsa that he swallowed a bone. The yochel was eating. Omles, he said to him, "Ilader hamnuna, not from hamnuna, the safim lecho. I wouldn't have given it to you." Rashi says, "Bolam b'mem stuma." Yeah, nira. She was nice one there. There was one video here, and of course they put some meat. Yeah. There was another kid. Somebody put some meat into his mouth. The Rav Shmuel had quite kind of a bottom lay umtsa. Somebody put some meat into his mouth and he ate it. Omalei, he lied to Rav Nuna. I wouldn't be for Rav Nuna. Lest if you know, I wouldn't have given it to you. So now my time. What's the reason? Lav mishum dizoyer, because he was very zoyer, very careful. Vleinogi, and he would not touch it. Vleinoga. So he says, Loi, the Zoris kodim amashi yadayim mikora. mean to say there could be no, could mean that he washed his hands before. So Rashi says like this, Ilad Runat, Odom Chochom Vizoriz can forish for Yozil, Lehevi Safin Lucho, blood I want to give to without eating. Without blood until the right. So Rashi says, what was his smartness? To lav the Zoyev Lenogar. Amr Rashi says, and Sochum Tilashadayim, Lavach Leigav. If you know for sure you're not going to touch it, it's okay. So Rashi says, could be no. Here the Maestro was, the Zoriz Kodim Amashi Yodayim Mikora. Could be the Zoriz that he went and he washed his hands before. So given here you have no proof. Toshma Dioma Rebbe Zera. Omer Rav. Lo yitein odem prusa techpiv. A person should not put bread or pizza into his mouth. Lo techpiv shal shamish. Should not put some food into the shamish, the servant's mouth. Elim kem yedeya bo shenot yod. Unless you know clearly he washed his hands. So you see, even though somebody's feeding you, still you're not supposed to eat the bread unless you wash your hands first. And the another locker is the hashamish, the servant, the waiter, is mevarach al kol kais for kais. Every cup of wine that he gets, he has to make another bracha. Because when he gets one cup, he's not sure he'll get another cup, so he doesn't have daf on another one. V'yein mevarach al kol prusa. But every priest, a prusa, that not. Rashi says, the b'turach hush lo yimnu imen lechem. Not for sure he knows he'll get bread. But one he's not sure he'll get. No, even every piece of bread also, he's not sure he'll get another piece. He has to make us another bracha. So like this. Omer Papa Bishleim Mederav Reb Yechon Lakashav Nostira. Hod Yik Odom Choshev, Hod Laka Odom Choshev. One is we have an Odom Choshev, one is not. Rashi says, Yik Odom Choshev Besuda. Then betuach hashamish yitn lelechem kol tzorach. If the owner is not a choshev, so for sure he give the way to eat. So therefore, he doesn't have to make another bracha. That's the most terutzia. Hod yikod adam choshev, hod lekod adam choshev. And if there's no adam choshev there, then taka the waiter is not sure he'll get another piece of bread. So every priest that he gets, he has to make another bracha. But I call upon him, he call mokom makom. It says over here that elim kem yodesh not a yodav. You're not allowed to give the way to teeth unless you know he washed his hands, even though he's not touching the food. Samora says, no, Shani Shamas to Torah. The waiter was very busy. And Abada there were afraid that he'll touch the food. So for him, we can't give him teeth unless he washed his hands. But somebody else could be, the person is not eating himself, somebody's feeding him, maybe for him it would be okay. Tana Rabbanan like this. Lo yitein nodem prusa l'shamish. Person should not give a piece of bread to the shamish, bein shakoyis biyodoi, bein shakoyis biyodoi shabalavayis. Whether the shamish is holding the cup of wine, or whether the balabos is holding the cup of wine. Shema yorad vatakola besuda. There may be something wrong will happen in the middle of the suda. So Rashi Salita and Prus Lashans means, biyechem min orchim kama. One of the guests should not give the servant, in order not to get the balabos angry. And of course, if the balabas sees it and he's drinking the wine, maybe he'll choke. Rashi says, "Yes, therefore you should not give the servant eat." That's called shem yod v'atakol besuda. For he has shamish and the waiter shalonot a yod. If he did not wash his hands, is also lit in prus of techpiv. He's not allowed to put bread inside his mouth. Yes, so clearly, so cuts is not it's not a clear proof to our shaila. As we just said, the shamash could be his Torah, but him it's worse. But Ebola, have a question like this. Let's say the person that's feeding, you're not eating, you're just feeding somebody else. Do you have to wash your hands or not? You're touching the food, but since you're not eating it, maybe yes, maybe no. Toshma, come in here. To Tony Devei Menashe, to Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Isha Madiches Yodo Achas B'mayim. A lady could just wash one of her hands in water. For the sentence past Lebanon cotton, she could feed a young child. Omer Olav and said, "Al Shamay Azokin, Shle Rotzal Hachal Biyodi Achas." He didn't want to feed with one of his hands. For Gozer Olav, she Yorchal Mishta Yod, Vishli with his two hands. So Rashi says, "What Isha Madicha Yod B'Mayim Biyom Kippurim? The Afro Pidos of Rechitza Tirul Isha Ladiach Yodir Achas Liga V'Pas." So here you see clearly, if you're feeding somebody else, you do have to wash your hands. And then it says, "Loyrot lachal biyodi achas afilu yodi achas loyrot ladiach." Hilitain Pasatinik Yom Kippurim. Umanayim Alachiloi. Alma said Beshamah didn't even want to wash one hand to feed his kid, so he didn't feed them. So Kopanim is clearly, if you're feeding somebody else, you also have to wash your hands. So Mora says, no, Omar Abaye Hosim Mishum Shifta. It could be here Snegovasa. He didn't wash his hands in the morning. So then you shouldn't feed anybody until you first wash your hands. Rashi said, take off the Ruach Ra. Sherosh al Yudayim, Shkla not Lashachas. We don't wash your hands in the morning. Avo not the Yodav, if somebody washed his hands in the morning, he washed Negevasa. Just he wasn't Nizer. And he comes to feed somebody else now, the Din is Avad, you don't have to wash your hands. His Rabbanu Moni Misakan to wash your hands before you eat. But if you're just feeding somebody else, then there's no takon, you have to wash your hands. Toshma, come in here, it says, the Abu Adi Shmuel, Ashkechel Shmuel, he once found Shmuel, the Kaboch, he was crying. Almost, he says, father said to him, my Kaboch, what are you crying? The Machian Ravoi. Rashi says, Kesophis Labroi Lemashkes, within his Rebbe hidden. That's why he was crying. He said, because his Rebbe hidden. So the Machian Ravoi, Amai, how come Rebbe hit you? So your Malik, because the Rebbe told me, Kosophis Lavroi, Vulemashis Yodayu. The reason why his Rebbe hit him like this was because he told him, like, you're feeding your son, and you did not wash your hands before doing so. So that's why he hit him. So he said, if so, Vilemashis, why didn't you wash your hands? Or Malay, who ochol? Listen, I'm not eating, he's eating. Do I have to wash my hands? So therefore he didn't wash his hands. Somebody said to him like this, he said to his son like, Le mistaye de le gomir mimcha, nami le mistaye de le gomir, wasn't enough that your Rebbe didn't learn, but mimcha nami mochi, he hit you like he shouldn't have hit you. And the Yechus asked the Lachotaka, Treichel machmas maichol sorotilo shadoim. If somebody else is feeding you, but you're eating it, you have to wash your hands first. Maichel, if you're just feeding somebody else, and sorotilo shadoim, you don't have to wash your hands. If you're just feeding somebody else, then you don't have to. Yeah. Rashi said, like, Loidai loi, shayna baki, balakotilo shem, Maichel and sorotilo, they hit you. So I guess the Rebbe did a wrong thing there. A kopon, that's the lacha. That if you're just feeding somebody else, and echnami, then you don't have to wash your hands first. Yeah, the Mishnah says now, Tzerer odom bosel gvin mavtech hasachis, that'll wrap up meat and cheese together. Or bevach shloyu noigim zeh bzeh, you have to be careful, they're not touching one another. Two different guests, they're eating at the same place, they create the same table. Since they don't know one another, we're not afraid they'll give to one another to eat. You're not eating together on the same table, even though one's eating milchus, one's eating fleshiks. Maybe they do touch, what's the difference? It's cold meat and cold cheese, what's the difference if they touch? You don't have to cut off this shell around the meat, but hadocha milo boy, but I'll call upon him, you're going to have to wash off the meat. Like if it touched the cheese, we're afraid some pieces of the cheese got stuck on it, so we have to wash off the cheese. That's why you need a lot of put in the same bag, but you have to be careful they're not touching one another. Alright, turn over.
This is only learned that Lashem Makirim Zerzer, the two guests do not know one another. Avo Makirim, if they recognize Zerzer one another, then also, then you can't eat at the same table, him eating fleshings, you eating milchiks. Because we're afraid he'll give you some and you'll give him some. Tani Namiyoch, we learn like this also. Tani Namiyoch, Rabbi Shimon Yomi Leimer, Beizach Tanoim, two guests, Shinis Archol, upon the Gech, they went to the same inn to sleep. Zerbo Minatsof, this one comes from the north. The zebra, this one comes from the south, Bunadorim, zebra bechatichosai, the zebra bigvinosai. One comes with a piece of meat teeth, one comes with a piece of cheese. Oichlan ashukulech, they're allowed to eat on the same table. Zebra, so the zegvina, being chesh, we're not afraid. Because since they do not know one another, we're not afraid one will give the other one teeth, and therefore they're allowed to eat together on the same table. Now the Gemara ends off, La Yosu was only said that it's also, Ela betfisa achas. But three sachas means that the mamish eating, Rashi says, the krach echod mamish together. They're eating together the same, from the same portion. That's where it's also. So where's the question? Three sachas, like the diet, was one portion. Did it have me to say that's when it's also? and mashm, it's only, and then it's also because it's a shulchan echod, like Rashi says, then it should be yes even without a shulchan. El rather came three sakas. It means like they're eating together, meaning to say it's only also when they know one another, when they're friendly to one another, then there's the gzera, one would give the other one to eat. But like this case, they do not know one another, then it's mutter to eat on the same table, one is cheese and one is meat. Oh, Malay Rav Yema Bashalom Yole Abaya, Shneyach, what's going to be? You have two brothers. Umakpidim Zel Zel, they don't get along with one another, they're angry with one another. Now, are they allowed to eat together on the same table? Or Malay said back to him, no, it should be also, because otherwise Yermu people will say, Kol Hasrikin Asurim. This is Shalom Gemara in Psochim, where the latter make your matzah with designs on it. The question is, if you make a Srik, it means like a crack, a design on the matzah, we're afraid while you're doing that, it may become chometz. Even though there are some people that are very big bikim, not to do it well, and will not become chometz. So that we can't allow, because Yermu people say, call us, we can assume everybody to make these designs on the matzah also. Or Srike Basis Mutam, when you want this one house of Basin to be mut to do it, even though they're well bekeem and they won't become the chomets, we can't do that. We have to make a light plug. Say, yes, even though they're two brothers, even though they're angry with one another, still we do not let them eat together on the same table. For if one is eating meat and one is eating cheese. For the more time, according to your reasoning, Hod the Yom Rabbas, other Rabbas, he said, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mi Shema Yelo Cholok Echor. Somebody only has one shirt, that's all. So Lachu is then Mutal Lechapsa B'chol HaShemayit. Even though like he washed it before Yom Tov, but it became dirty on Chol HaMayit, he's allowed to wash it over again on Chol HaMayit. Even the other people are not allowed to wash their clothing on Chol HaMayit. So the question is why? Why is he Mutal to wash his clothing on Chol HaMayit? That's how the things they were like. Yom Tov people will say,